We're here for a little short video on Enneagram variations of an MBTI type. So yeah, we have some threes here that are ENTJ and a four too. And I'm excited to hear about what parts of your type you relate most to.
So for me as a three, I believe that I can prove my worth to people by what I can do for them. And if I'm not doing something for them, then I have a hard time believing that they value me. Now that's the kind of not really the healthy qualities of the three. I'd aspire to grow beyond that, but I tend to be very, I'm only okay if I'm achieving a certain level of success or if I'm producing something tangible and resource-wise for someone else. And I very rarely see myself as intrinsically worthwhile, which is a common struggle of the three.
As a self-pres four, so the MB is the passion of the type four, but the self-pres is the counter type, so that we go against the flow of that passion. And the self-pres four does that by working really hard to get what they think is missing. So a key aspect of type four is that something's missing in me that everyone else seems to have. So it brings up envy and comparison. And as a self-pres four, I go into action to try to get those things and push the feeling of envy away because I don't want to feel that. I want to get the thing that I think is missing. So that's the main thing that I relate to as a self-pres four. And of course, also wanting to feel special and unique and different. And then also sort of running stories in my mind that tell me that I am and finding evidence for that.
And I think my journey being an SX3 is very similar to Susan's in the sense that I feel that my core struggle is what I do is my value. And so if I'm doing nothing, there is no value there. I think for me, I've always been very production focused, wanting to create things, do things for people. I think as an SX3, it's also been challenging because part of it is I am wanting this to be pleasing to you. I am wanting to be funny. I am wanting to be approachable. I am wanting to be, you know, acquiescent. I am wanting whatever presentation of this is to be the thing that you want it to be so that you will be happy, which at times has caused me to disconnect with who I actually am to the point where, you know, sometimes I haven't even known my own preferences because it's never even occurred to me to ask myself.
For me, I think the biggest thread has been, I've always been very achievement oriented. I've always like had this like internal impulse of like, yeah, I can do that. I can do that. And it almost comes from this like competitive outer world focused need to show what I can do. And I think the implication in that is that lack of inherent value that I feel for just being me, for being good enough for who I am without, look at me, look at all the things I'm doing and not just the things, but look how well I'm doing all of the things that I'm doing.
Yeah, so you'll see the common thread of this needing to do or feeling like you're lacking something or that you're not good enough or that you don't have inherent value outside of that sometimes or that there's something missing. Very cool that y'all have very unique experiences within your Enneagram type and how ENTJs can have a spread of Enneagram types. And at the core, there's a similarity of how there's this element of putting in hard work. And in a way, that's how, no matter what your Enneagram type is, like there's some TE infused in the Enneagram type as well too. All right. And so thank you, ENTJs, for letting us know about the Enneagram flavors that this type can take up. We'll have a longer version one day too. Have a great day. Bye.